Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God. Truly, we welcome you all to our Friday prayer, praise, and deliverance, our power. Glory be to God. What an awesome God we serve. Truly, we all will agree that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Glory be to God. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, he's been so good to each and every one of us. I'm sure, praise the Lord, we would all have something to testify of the goodness of the Lord this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, we do honor our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do give honor, praise God, to the visionary of this great ministry, Pastor Darlene Bundage, and to all of the great women and men of God. Hallelujah. On this prayer line, we do appreciate you, Sister Mary, for being at the helm again so faithfully. Praise God. We love y'all. Hallelujah. And we love you, and we do honor each of you in your respective places on this morning. Glory be to God. It's a psalm that's burning in my heart, and those of you who know the words, you can sing along as well. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you said, me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget forgiveness. Oh, how can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget it? Lord, you set me free. How can I forget, Lord, if you broke me out? Jesus, I'm going to forget, Lord, oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. Singing, what a mighty God. One more time. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is so worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome and mighty. Let's just open up our mics and let's everybody open up your phone and let's give God some glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship and adore the King of Kings.
Mighty God. Hallelujah.
He is the King of all.
Hallelujah. Father.
Yes,
Apostle Horsley will be expounding on. It's the book of Isaiah, a very familiar scripture, especially during this great Christmas season when the whole world is commemorating the birth of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isaiah 7 and 14, and it reads like this, hallelujah, glory be to God. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, glory be to God, and shall call his name Emmanuel. God's word is blessed. Hallelujah.
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 Well, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That a virgin,
yes,
should be with a child.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she should conceive.
Yes.
And when this happens, she will bear a son.
Yes.
They said they'll call his name
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel, meaning
God.
God is with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Thank you.
Amen. We spoke on this here subject here, of the scripture here the other night for the children. They did a beautiful job at the service. Hallelujah to God. The outreach there goes over the country, over to Pakistan, the Philippines, Africa, everywhere. The broadcast is there on the other night. And we thank God the word just came clear, you know, that God sent his son, hallelujah to God. And we had children in the service, being that the children were in the service. And I said, Lord God, what are we going to say? Because there were young people. I forgot all about the people in all the other countries was listening. And he spoke to them about, we asked them, and they did a beautiful performance and everything. And most like everybody else, they were interested in the toys and the gift that was under the trees. And we began to speak, and when we began to speak, I said, that was not the reason for the season. The reason is the season for the season that God sent us a king.
Yes.
He sent us a savior,
yes,
which redeemed the people from their sin.
Yes.
It's over in Matthew, I believe. John was baptized in the River Jordan.
Yes.
And then he looked up one day and he said, behold,
yes,
the Lamb of God, which taketh away,
oh, yes,
the sins of the world. They said, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful,
yes,
Counselor, Prince,
yes,
of Peace,
yes,
Everlasting Father. God sent us a king. They called him Jesus.
Thank you.
What happened is, I know it's last Friday before, I'll be mindful of that. But that when God sent us a king, it might help you out. I just want to say this. It might help you out that there's a great difference between being in the kingdom of God and the democracy that we live in. The difference is that in a democracy, they vote. The people decide who's the governor, who's the prime minister, all these names, hallelujah to God. I mean, who's the president, hallelujah to God, who is going on. But in the kingdom of God, to make sure the king rule everything, God backs it up and you get an understanding in Psalm 24, where he says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. I believe it goes on to say he has established this upon a flood.
Yes.
Nothing but water was there. His spirit moved upon it, and he established it there. And what happened there is that the king owns everything. Some may could relate to One Night with the King, Esther, the book of Esther.
Yes.
And how King Ahasuerus, he was a great king. Everything belonged to him. He had a great feast, and that's how the other queen wouldn't come before him, Vesta, and then he decreed, let her not come before me anymore. Just a word. When a king says something, it becomes law. And he cannot change that law. If they change the law, that means that the king would be lying, and then you can't be king anymore. You couldn't trust what you say anymore. The same with Christ Jesus. He's a king. And this whole galaxy, universe, belongs to him. But he made this third planet here, called it Earth. And he gave us, according to Genesis, he gave us dominion here. You have great power that was given to you by a king. In his name, you have the authority to use that name for healing, illness, sickness, disease, hallelujah to God, finances, whatever it is. And Jesus spent 33 and a half years explaining to us what a kingdom is. And what he did was, when John saw his cousin coming, he said, oh, boy, behold, the Lamb of God will take away the sin of the world. He also said, told him, he said, the Spirit, he that sent me, he talked about the Father, that sent me, he said, who I see the Spirit descend upon and remain on him, the same is the one that taketh away the sins of the world, the same one. Then the heavens open, and the Spirit in the form of a dove says, behold, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah to God. In him, hallelujah, we move, we breathe, we have our being. When you study the king, the king declared the decree. You know, Solomon, he declared the decree there that the woman should have the child, that the woman that overlaid the baby. God has given wisdom. Whatever you need, you could go to the king and see about it there. So this week we are praising and we worship in the king. And once you begin to worship the king, hallelujah to God, and know that God has everything, he begins to move in a special way. And we thank God for that. Mm-hmm. And this is our Christmas. It's not about all the presents out on the tree. It's wonderful. God had set it up that way, that this whole world would celebrate. Hallelujah. He get everybody moving. People like to give gifts. And a lot of the precious memories that you have comes from this Christmas time. A lot of people went home at this time because it seems that God has an appointed time for them. It seems like at the end of the year, a lot of people just be fine and then they're just gone. But we know that God is reigning and he's ruling, hallelujah to God. And that's what it was all about. I began to talk to the young people, you know, because they're young teenage girls, they're 14, 15, and stuff like that. You have to protect yourself. Young men, you have to protect yourself. I say, because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything will be added on to you, hallelujah to God. That's what you need to love, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. I'm going to split this here this morning. Let the wife have a say so. We want to get a few people on the line and stuff to pray this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, those of you who have requests, we're going to do that now.
We're going to have a – okay, let's do the – that's going to take up another – okay, I thought you wanted to speak on something. Okay. What we'll do is we have a couple of people pray, and then we go to the prayer group. Okay, let's take the prayer request into message. Okay, yes. We're going to take the prayer request early in the day. Go ahead. Okay.
Yes.
Let me make sure the phone is open.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. This is a new telephone. Okay, you can still hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
All right, then. What we're going to do is we're going to take the prayer request of those that have it. We're going to open up the line there.
For praise reports.
And your praise reports.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yes. We want to give everybody a chance to say something on this Friday before mm-hmm. Christmas. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Okay, the lines are open.
Good morning.
Yes, good
morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Sister Gladys. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful for God for the breath that he put in all of our bodies, not just mine, but everyone
that's
on
right.
this prayer line, for the ones that are that are here, for the ones that are not here, and just giving him thanks today for what the day sent. And it's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And before Christ is going to last. And I thank God, hallelujah, for this is the day that he has made. And so we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And when God woke me up this morning, and I just jumped up out of the bed and I began to pray, over my house, you know, for the people that are coming over, for the ones that are already here, for, you know, sound minds, for prayer, for love, and, you know, a right attitude, and, Lord,
that's
unity in the body of Christ. And I just started anointing my house today, you know, and the days to come, that what's going to happen and the stuff like that, that we are we're totally be in agreement, that God give us the right attitudes this morning. God is appreciating God for what he does. And I want, you know, prayer for you, for me, that God continue.
Yes.
I see what God is doing in my life, in my family's life. Continue prayer for me. Because there's things going on, not only just in my life, but in everybody else's life. They're going through that God, hallelujah, is behind the scenes, and he's working things out on my behalf this morning and your behalf this morning, that we all come together with the same mind and what we need from God today. And not every not the same in every situation, but we all have need. So I just appreciate God for that. So prayer for me, for my sins, and prayer for marriage, for children, our families today, in the name of Jesus. And I'm gonna get off the phone right now, you know, and stop right there because I know somebody else has something. But I just thank God for that, and prayer. Just continue to keep us in your prayers.
Yes. Amen. Awesome. Awesome.
Amen.
God be the glory. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm.
We have another one. Someone else want to set this up in agreement? Hallelujah to God.
I want to thank the Lord for who he is. Oh, my God. That he sent his only begotten Son.
Yes.
And have it more abundantly. What a gift.
Yes.
What a
gift.
And I just thank you, Sister Linda
I
want to thank the Lord with us on the highway, coming from Ohio to Georgia. And on our way, I saw a beautiful sunset.
Beautiful.
I've seen the sun rise. I just thank you.
Yes.
Thank you that he brought my daughter down the road last night. Weather was bad, but not too bad that God allowed him to get here safely.
Yes.
Amen.
And my sister, she buried her husband last week of 62 years of marriage. And they went for 4 years, so a total of 6 years.
Beautiful.
What a mighty God. I thank you.
What a mighty God.
I thank you. My brother-in-law loves the Lord and loves his work.
Yes, Lord.
Nowhere he's at. Glorifying God is here on.
Yes.
To everyone, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. We give God the praise. God and the glory. Hallelujah. We have another hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. Yes, this is Sister Mary, and I'm so grateful and thankful that the Lord had given us and provided us a time to just share before this Christmas. I just thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for the facilitators this week and last week and throughout the year, Alice Marie Gladys and Sister Chris and Sister Wonderland Housel and Pastor Housel. Thank God for you. And I thank God for the leader, Pastor Abundance. You know, this is just a gift from God to be able to get up every morning and get together and pray to follow our calling in our lives, to intercede, to share God's word, to inspire. You know, every bit helps our growth. And I'm just grateful of how we have shared the love of Christ among the saints, and it's just a blessing. And as we go through this Christmas season, I just want to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas. Thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you that, you know, I look forward to just jumping up early on the Thursday morning, whether it's a Tuesday morning or a Monday morning or Wednesday morning. Friday morning, you know, I've got to meet God because the saints are here to praise God. I'm just so grateful for that. And as we continue to go through this season, take time to let his word be a lamp unto your feet. Read, you know, I always love reading about the birth of Jesus. So in Luke, you know, starting Luke, just read that story. It's just such a blessing. I used to read it to my kids, and they would sit in the back. You know, the car, they're now 40s, in their 40s now. But read that little Christmas story and how much light it brings to us every single time. So God bless you. I love you. I just thank God for this time and opportunity to just share in his glory, share in his love, and be among the saints. Thank you all. And have a merry, merry Christmas.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. The Bible does allude to train up the child in the way that it should go.
That's right. That's
and when it gets older, it will not stray from the path. Hallelujah. God, we thank God for that. And that. Hallelujah. We have another hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you are able.
Hallelujah.
All in the name of Jesus, we honor you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's worthy.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to say this, that I'm just grateful and thankful, hallelujah, that when sometimes, I, you know, you can't, you know, you can't trace God, but you know that he's there because his word says that he never leave us nor forsake us. So we got to trust and believe in that, even though we don't want God. Where you at right now? He's still there in the name of Jesus. That we have to persist to keep believing. He is working things out for our good. In the name of Jesus, in his own timing, he will do what it is that he to do and what he wants to do in his timing. And we can't change the mind of Christ, how he does things, his decency and in order. And it's always on time. And I want to just thank everyone. I love everyone. Hallelujah. For being here to be able to open my mouth and for us to come together in unity today. So just thank you, God, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, indeed. Yes. My God, my God. We're just so grateful. Hallelujah. For how the Lord called us out of darkness. Truly, I'm thanking God for being saved. I was raised as a Christian Scientist,
as a young girl for many years. I had no understanding about holiness or living holy. I thank God today for bringing me out of that false doctrine, that false religion, and brought me into the true relationship with Jesus that I had needed. Someone had invited me to the church. God bless. I thank God for Sister White long time ago kept inviting me and my children. I was going to the daycare, and she was inviting me to a church. And when I did, I heard the true gospel, and my heart was changed. I received Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I've been running ever since. Hallelujah. But truly, the Lord brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Where I was living in sin ignorantly, but God saw fit to bring me to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ. And I recognize that that preacher preached right to me. Romans 6:26, he says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And I came out of my sin that Sunday. I repented of my sin. I asked Jesus to come into my heart.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I got healed with the Holy Spirit several weeks after. But I'm telling you all the truth. God is true God. He is the true and living God. At the time, I was living in sin. But God gave me the strength and gave me the grace to get out of that sinful relationship. And God, hallelujah, the Lord came through for me. He delivered me out of the powers of darkness into the kingdom of his dear darling son, Jesus Christ. Truly, I'll never forget how he brought me out. Glory be to God. I'll never forget because I could have died in my sins, living a sinful life. Hallelujah. You could have had a jail record and everything but God, hallelujah, he delivered me out just in the nick of time. And I'm just wanting to encourage each and every one of you who's on this line to recognize when you have Jesus, let me tell you, when you have Jesus, you have the best gift of all. It's not the gift that's under the tree, but we've got to remember the gift that was given that hung on the tree. He died. He was buried. But on the third day, he rose with all power and all authority in his hand. And Jesus said, behold, I give you authority. He gives us the power, y'all. So we got to remember to use the authority, use the power through the Holy Ghost to be ambassadors and to spread the good news. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm telling you, we have the best gift of all. When you got Jesus, you got everything. So don't be feeling bad that you don't have this. A lot of people go into this depression and all that. Don't go there. Don't go there. When you're saved, you have no right to be depressed. No.
Yes.
Your power is in Jesus. Your strength, all that you need, every provision is provided through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Rejoice in him. Make room for Jesus in your heart. But we know when Jesus was born, there was no room for him in the end, y'all. But we can make plenty of room in our hearts for the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him of our time. Give him of our talent. Give him of our treasures. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's already given us the best. Hallelujah. So let us present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. My God, my God. Be transformed by the word of God. In essence, The only way transformation can happen is when we stay in the Word of God. This is why many distractions come up in our lives. We get this going on, that we need to stop. Come into your closet. Have a communion with you and Jesus every day. Commune with him every day. Make room for Jesus. Shut out the other noise that's in vanity. Hallelujah. Because truly, I believe it's been said already, it's only what we do for Christ. That's your last. Thanks for God. I'm excited about Jesus and how he's brought all of us. He's brought all of us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his darling son, Jesus Christ, who is our King, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We are chosen saints. We are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. Tell your people, y'all. We got to come from among them. Be ye separated, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Saints of God, continue to stay on this street and narrow path, because broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many find that way, but only few find that straight and narrow path. On this prayer, praise, deliverance, our power, this is the narrow path, saints. Stay on it. Hallelujah. No matter what, stay on this straight and narrow path. Don't let nobody cause you to lose your crown. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We love you all. Hallelujah. Stay on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm going to walk into his kingdom by one of these days. I'm going to walk into his kingdom one of these days. I'm going to walk into his kingdom. Walk into his kingdom. Walk into his kingdom one of these days. I'm going to kneel before the Father one of these days. I'm going to kneel before the Father one of these days. I'm going to kneel before the Father. Kneel before the Father. Kneel before the Father one of these days. I'm going to walk into his kingdom one of these days. I'm going to walk into his kingdom. Walk into his kingdom. Walk into his kingdom one of these days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
That's going to be a great day. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
They wrote a song that when the war is over, I'm going home. Hallelujah to God. Transition. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's going to say to you all, welcome to his servant. His journey's on. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well done, that good and faithful servant. That's what the Lord said today. Oh, what do you want the Lord to say? Oh, what do you want the Lord to say? Well done,
thou good and faithful servant. Into the kingdom of the Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Have anybody joined us since we started with the open line? Hallelujah, God. Anybody have a song? A praise report? Hallelujah to God. Yes, yes, yes. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. You know, there's an elderly lady that we take to the store.
Yes.
And her name is Miss Betty.
Yes.
And she called the other day because she's elderly. She goes to the store. You know how we all need fixed income. So we're going to take her to the store. You know, we begin a relationship. And the thing is that how God just blessed her life.
Yes.
She was one way when I met her. And then after you meet people and you begin to talk to them, God began to work in their life and begin to change. She loved the Lord.
Yes.
So we had a long conversation the other day. She said, well, we're having another program on Sunday afternoon. We got two services to do Christmas Day. That's why we're not going anywhere. I said, because there's nothing more important than serving the God.
That's right.
And she said, well, my family's going to have an outreach. I want to go there and say, yeah, but this is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And she could not, we talked a while, but she could not find a valid reason to come to serve the Lord. She couldn't find a valid reason for not coming to there. Not that I couldn't make her come to church. I said, well, you know, everything's everything. And, I mean, she talked, and after a while, then she called yesterday. The wife was in the car, called yesterday. I said, yes, Miss Betty, what is this? Oh, we, the family's having their thing on Saturday because they got to go to work on Monday, some of them. And being that it's Sunday and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll come get me so we can go to church together. How God has changed.
Glory
the situation
be to God.
You don't have a reason to praise me. He takes away the excuse. And it's nailed to the cross. That's what I'm saying. It says, he took away the sin. He says, nailed to the cross. And I bear them no more.
Yes.
Even so, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It is well. Yes, sing it, Mrs. Gladys. With my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, and sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my life God has told me to say, even so, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Joy, bless you, and my soul. Hallelujah to God. We are heading to the field of travel message for everybody going to and fro during the course of the inclement weather. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good. I got to tell you about I've got a piece of money. I mean a piece of money.
Thank you.
Glory to God. I'm excited about it. I have a nephew that drives trucks.
Yeah.
He haven't been in there a while. And he was one of the nephews, I'll make it short, that he was raised up with me. You know, I took him as a young man with me on the truck and stuff, and he drives truck now. I took him in the van. So here we are preparing to try to get ready for the holiday, buy a little something, you know, and give a little something, you know, because it just seems like it's just not much, you know, but with God it's plenty. And we picked up, I went to go register the car because the tag goes out in this month here.
Yes.
Now I get there, they won't let me register the car. And they say there's something there. I remember there was a ticket going to... we went out with the pastor, and we turned the corner, and when we turned the corner, and the back end of the car was facing the intersection, the camera flashed. Ticket came in, and it got lost. It was $359, almost $400 for that ticket.
Yeah.
And they said you cannot register the car until you pay that money. So then my nephew had a run that went down to Miami. He said, stop by there, and he gave me just about enough money to pay that ticket. He had gave me 3 fresh $100 bills.
Do you?
All I have to pay out of that $300 is the tithe first, $30, and put the rest with it and go pay that ticket when this place opens up today.
God
will meet the needs, saints of God.
And we'll
thank God for that. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes.
He's an on-time God.
Thank you.
Yes, he is. This is saying that we have a family prayer.
Yes, Lord.
That my sister-in-law, she's a well-decorated evangelist. She's a doctor.
Yes.
A divinity and a few more things.
Yes.
And us saying is at the end of the prayer, what does Jesus have to do with it?
Yes.
He says, everything. She said, what does Jesus have to do with this? Everything. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God.
Yes,
and we're gonna remember to pray for the people, hallelujah to God, and keep a prayerful spirit about it, hallelujah to God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
I think I told you it was two men on the job that came. It'd be late night sometime when I get in. One man said his son had lymph nodes. Another one that I know in the office, a younger man. We talked earlier, and he had lymph nodes, and they were hurting him. And when in the midst of the Christmas party, they're cancerous. Yeah, he said his was hurting.
Yes.
You know, he said when they hurt, it's good. But they were cancerous. And we began to pray, they were saying, I said, well, you know, they know Jesus. A lot of people know the way. They know the truth, and they know that he is the light. And I took the man's hand in the parking lot.
Yes.
I said, Lord, bless this man. I told him I had a brother-in-law well over 18, almost 25 years ago. He had cancer of the lymph nodes.
Yes, he did.
And I told him this was about the time when they had the Benny Hinn meetings, hallelujah to God, and they would go and rush and get the long line. I was there too.
Yes.
And as soon as they get up there close enough, he wanted to bend and lay hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
They would close the line.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Florida Hospital.
Yes.
Then I went by his house. He said they started the chemotherapy. And he said, that chemotherapy be knocking this body down. He said, man, have you all right? He said, man, you can't hardly make it after they shoot you with that chemo. I said, well, I can't tell you to stop it, but I can stand in the name of Jesus with you about
Amen.
That chemo. He stood and prayed, and he told the people he wasn't taking no more chemotherapy. Then took out all his hair and stuff. He was an elderly man, which I don't know how old he was. He had to be close to almost 70 back then, you know. And all of a sudden, he used to go to the church. We had a church, a Church of the Most High God.
Yes.
It was our church, home church.
Yes.
We found that in New York. And and after a while, he comes into the church. The cancer started drying up. He started looking better. His hair came back like that baby hair, that nice curly hair when the baby just dropped out of the matrix. In the and it was 18 years going strong a few years ago. But that's what the God that we serve do, just standing in agreement, not in our name, but in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, hallelujah to God. That's at the end. When I told them the same story, I told them one that night, because it was more time, that don't worry about his son, that God has us here. And he said, oh, thank you for your brother. The one who was in the office,
Amen.
Couldn't pray for him for too long. He was there. And he wants to get married next year. We talked a little bit before. And they see that people are watching your life, saints of God. And when he
Amen.
Came out there with his food and stuff, he was sitting down there. I said, listen, let me pray for you, hallelujah to God, because we're in the office.
Amen.
There are people there that know the Lord. They know of the Lord. They have a form of godliness.
Yes.
But then they deny the power. I said, we serve the Almighty God. It's
Amen.
Our Father. He gave us a son.
Yes.
And he gave us his word. He gave us the word.
Yes.
He said, none of these
yes.
plagues that I will put on you,
all right,
I will heal you. I will deliver you that I put on the Egyptians. If you
yes.
just do what I say,
yes.
Yes.
I grabbed his hand.
Hallelujah.
He grabbed my hand. I said that prayer. He said, thank you.
Thank you.
I said, God, don't even let this here lip know. Don't let this illness, this disease, or whatever you go to, don't let it spoil the time of the season.
Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice in it. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. We're looking for the second half and his return.
Yes.
But until then, he said, occupy till I can.
Lay
hands on the sick and the covered. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray. Believe that to be prayed. They're going to come out
thank
of the hospital. They're going to come out of the hospital. They're going to come out of the hospital. They're going to feel better. God's
thank
going to heal masses and liver. He's going to heal the finances and whatsoever thing
total
you desire.
In the name of Jesus.
When you pray. Believe
yes,
that you receive when you pray. Say to that mountain
yes,
of illness and not feel the well.
Mental.
Breathe out and move.
Yes.
And breathe
yes.
out past the sea.
In the name of
and just begin to worship God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
We didn't get excited. We didn't get excited
hallelujah.
About the praise of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All we call it God's special
yes,
Christmas.
Lord.
pre-Christmas
Thank
Eve broadcast. Hallelujah to God.
Lord.
Worshiping
you,
and praising God.
Thank
Trusting
you,
in his holy word. Hallelujah to God. Worshiping God.
Lord.
Here on Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Our prayer.
Yes,
we're praying about the safe return for those that are
yes.
going abroad, those that are traveling. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even those in climate weather out there in this United
yes,
States.
Lord.
My nephew, he would have stayed longer, but he said, the weather's going through. I said, I don't want to detain
yes.
you. May God be with you, hallelujah
yes.
to God.
Amen.
May God be
Amen.
With you. I'll see you again, hallelujah
yes.
to God. We have to send blessings out
yes.
until
yes.
all our loved ones return safely back home, hallelujah
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Because we serve an on-time God.
Lord,
yes. We serve an awesome God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God,
yes.
we came
yes.
to worship you and praise you.
Yes.
In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We just about got 10 minutes to the broadcast, so we'll take seven
Thank
minutes
you,
of the next 10.
Yes.
And we'll worship and praise God and call out
Thank
these
you.
Prayer requests in Jesus' name.
Yes.
If anybody has joined us that has not given their name, prayer request, I have something they want to say. Come on in.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Also, Thank let's go forward. Let's go on. Let's
yes.
press on in.
Thank you.
And
Jesus.
Then we're going to go on up to the top of the hour then. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, to
yes.
the name of Jesus Christ,
yes.
O Lord God.
Lord,
the crucified Lamb, O Lord God. Lord God, Jesus, we ask that you would stretch forth that nail-scarred hand on this
yes.
eve of Christmas Eve, oh, Lord
God.
Just
yes,
before the birthday
yes.
come over.
Thank
you.
And Hallelujah, Father.
Lord
Thank
God.
You, Father.
Those
that
are suffering, Lord God.
Let
them
heal
the
community, Lord God.
Lord, Lord, Lord,
Lord,
Lord,
Lord.
In
the mighty name of God.
Heal, Lord.
Thank you. Heal. Thank you, Lord. Deliver, God.
Deliver,
the gift of love. Hallelujah. All that.
Jesus, Let every heart
Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let
heaven and nature sing.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, God. Thank you for
thank you
for the praise.
Thank you, everyone.
God bless. We love you. God bless.
We love you all.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes, always
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing. And we are with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.